We've been following the story of a train crash in California, at least 28 people injured, four critically, after a commuter train derailed in Southern California today. The Metrolink train was headed to downtown Los Angeles when it saw but could not avoid a burning tractor trailer on the tracks. The train was in Oxnard, about 75 miles west of Los Angeles. And for more, we have Joseph Serna of the Los Angeles Times. And Joseph, what is the latest? We've been looking at these pictures of trains toppled over. How many cars toppled? How many people were on the train?
51 people. Well, thanks for having me. 51 people were on the train. It was five cars altogether, if you count the locomotive. Three of the cars toppled completely over, like what you saw or what maybe people can see on TV. A fourth car also derailed, but it just stayed upright. That was a bicycle trailer, I believe.
Yeah.
And 28 people of the 51 passengers were transported to local hospitals. Four were critical. 23 were uninjured. And I believe that the train engineer, he was also injured, but I don't know the degree of that.
Well, and we're reading that the truck involved, you know, again, was on fire, but that the driver ran away and was apprehended. What do we know there?
Yeah, I'm still actually trying to get to the bottom of that one myself. The train was on fire, the truck was on fire and the train crossing. It was some kind of work truck that had a trailer on it. For whatever reason, it was on fire there. He was away. After this crash, police ended up finding him, and I read it was actually, and I heard it was more than a mile away. Right now, he's only in custody, and they haven't arrested him. What those charges would be, I don't know. I guess it would obviously depend on what that truck was doing there and why it was on fire.
Right, right. Well, and again, it's amazing that more people weren't more seriously injured. But we read that the train cars were equipped with special crash energy management technology. What does that mean?
Yeah. So I guess it was after this Chatsworth crash. Among the things that they tried to learn from it was how the physics of these collisions occur. And what they've done with these train cars is they've built them that so when these collisions happen, the car, it kind of folds outward. All the shock and all of that goes outward.
So you don't
get it crunching like a, I guess, maybe like a soda can where you crush it and it all kind of goes internally. They're designed to not do that now and
amazing.
Protect the passengers. Yeah.
And you mentioned the Chatsworth crash. This was in 2008, another Metrolink commuter train. 25 people died and many were injured after the train collided with a Union Pacific freight train. And after that time, they also put in new safety systems.
Yeah, they put in new safety systems. I'm still trying to come up to speed on some of that because I'm more familiar with the energy management system. But this was actually in push mode, which I guess has to do with the way it steered forward. And it wasn't in effect at this point. There's 512 miles of rail that apparently have this new system. And this section was a part of it, from what I understand.
This is about having lights and systems might even override the engineer and slow the train down.
Yeah, and that was all actually in effect at this time, from what I understand. The train conductor saw this. He was going about 79 miles an hour when he saw this truck on the rail, and then he tried to, you know, he hit the brakes, hit the lights, and the Metrolink folks are telling me that all indications show that the crossing was working at that time. The arms were working, the lights, the bells, everything was working.
Okay.
So we still don't know, you know, what led to it.
Well, again, another train accident and more questions. Joseph Serna with LA Times, thank you so much for checking in with us.
Thank you.